I bet some of you are guessing what the homily is going to be about today with a visiting priest in this reading. I bet you think I'm here to ask for money. But I'm not. I am a little surprised that Father Troy picked this weekend to go out of town, because this would have been a perfect opportunity for him to ask for money. But in this gospel of the talents, it's more about what gifts and abilities do we have. And what do we do with them? Because we heard this beautiful parable of these guys who were given these talents and these gifts, and some of them shared it and made more, and some of them helped make the world around them a better place, and then the one guy just takes it, buries it, right, and sticks it in the ground. Well, the Lord gives us gifts, and He gives us talents, and He wants us to use them. He wants us to share them so that the world can be a better place. We saw it, two examples here in Houston in the last few months. One of them was that awful storm that I know a lot of you are still recovering from. But God uses examples and opportunities like that to share His love. And what we saw is people who shared talents that they had with others. People who had a boat went out and rescued those who were suffering. People who had money donated to those who didn't. People who had extra bedrooms in their homes opened their doors up. People who had extra clothes, they donated it to the people who needed it. We saw in our local community how we came together and how people were so generous in sharing their talents with others. And for a few weeks in Houston, life was a little bit more simple. It made a lot of sense because we were focusing on the things that were really important. And so this parable can have implications in our lives because it can help us simplify. What is it that's really important? What gifts does God give me, and how does He want me to share those with the world? Like, that's what He does. He gives us these gifts so we can share them, and so the world can be a better place. The other example of how Houston, Texas is a witness to this is our local baseball team. Right, this group of 25 guys that were given certain gifts, right, and certain talents, and they helped energize the whole city in the aftermath of the storm that we had. And they used their talents that they had to help each other grow and be better. Right, they shared their wisdom and their experience. They shared their skills and their abilities. Right, they weren't in it, at least we didn't see it on the field, they weren't in it for their next contract. They were in it to make their team better. And those of us who didn't have any skills in baseball, right, we use our talent of like being able to yell and scream at the games to cheer them on. We wear our Astros gear around now to say, hey, look, we're a part of this, because it's a witness that those who have talent share them for the good of others. That's what the Lord wants us to do. What gifts and talents do you have? And what is God asking you to do with those? If you have a gift or talent that you feel is like burning on your heart, please don't be like this guy that we heard about in the gospel, who took that talent and said, like, I'm just going to keep it over here for a while, and then when I am asked for it back, I'll just return it. But the words in the parable were pretty harsh, right? You wicked, lazy servant. I know I don't want to hear God saying those words about me. And hopefully you don't either. So what I would encourage you to do, a practical way to live this gospel, is to spend some time in prayer and say, God, what gifts have you given me? What talents have you given to me? And how do you want me to share those? Because if we take those talents, those gifts that the Lord has planted deep in our heart, and we share those with others, this world will be a better place. We'll help bring peace and joy and hope and love to the world, because the Lord loves us. And He gives us these talents, and He gives us these gifts, and He gives us these abilities. Now, some of us are called to use our talents in the sacrament that we're called to, in the vocation that we're called to. In the first reading, we heard from the book of Proverbs about how when a man finds a worthy wife, her value is more than pearls. Some of you are called to the sacrament of marriage, a vocation of marriage, to share the gifts that you have with your family, with your spouse, with your kids. You are called to use those gifts to help make your family better, so that we can help make the world a better place. As vocation director for the diocese, I'm always looking for young people to answer their call, to share their gifts and talents in the priesthood or in religious life. And so I would ask for you prayers for an increase in vocations to the church, that men and women will answer the call to serve God as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns, Because our church needs more young people to stand forward to say, I'm going to give my gifts and talents to the kingdom. I'm going to give my gifts and talents to help make sure that this world is a better place. So as we continue our prayers today, we thank God for the gifts and talents that He's placed in our hearts. We thank Him for the ways that He's called us to share these gifts and talents to help make this world a better place. And we also pray for an increase in vocations to priests and religious life, that men and women will courageously lay down their lives in service to God. May the Lord, who gives us a tremendous amount of blessings, continue to bless us and give us the courage that we need to be able to share the gifts that we have so that our world is a better place, so that our world knows the peace and the love and the joy of our God.